Angel mom of Rachel Morin to put migrant crime at forefront of election ahead of presidential debate. By John Binder on September 9, 2024. Angel mom Patty Morin, whose 37-year-old daughter Rachel Morin was brutally murdered allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, is set to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, just hours before a debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Patty Morin's testimony to the committee is likely to help make the issue of rising migrant crime a focal point at Tuesday evening's debate. Harris, just this week, unveiled her immigration agenda, which includes amnesty for illegal aliens. Trump, on the other hand, has vowed to carry out the largest deportation effort in American history following the arrival of millions of illegal aliens that have arrived in the United States on Harris's watch. Patty's courage in speaking out during such a difficult time is admirable, attorney Randolph Rice, who is representing the Angel family, said in a statement. This hearing provides a crucial platform to shed light on the consequences of our nation's border policies, and we hope her voice helps create meaningful change. Patty Morin spoke alongside Trump at the U.S.-Mexico border last month and recently called out the lack of acknowledgement from the Biden-Harris administration over her daughter's murder. On August 5, 2023, Rachel Morin went for a walk at the Ma and Pa Heritage Trail in Harford County, Maryland. When Rachel did not return home, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, reported her missing. The following day, her body was found on the side of the trail. On June 15, 2024, the Tulsa Police Department arrested 23-year-old Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, in connection to Rachel's murder. Prosecutors have alleged that Martinez Hernandez brutally raped, bludgeoned, and strangled Rachel to death in what they say is the most horrific case in Harford County history. Martinez Hernandez was indicted in July on first and second degree murder charges, and on rape, sexual offenses, and kidnapping charges. Martinez Hernandez, who remains in police custody, will stand trial in October. Martinez Hernandez is among more than 2 million known illegal alien gotaways who have successfully crossed the border on Biden and Harris's watch. On three occasions in 2023, Border Patrol agents apprehended Martinez Hernandez, twice in January in New Mexico and Texas, as well as once in February in New Mexico. On each occasion, he was returned to Mexico. Sometime after he was last returned to Mexico, Martinez Hernandez crossed the border and made his way to California, where he allegedly assaulted a woman and her child. He later traveled to Maryland, where he was accused of raping and murdering Rachel. Before crossing the border, Martinez Hernandez was accused of murdering a woman in his native El Salvador after leaving a bar with the victim. The woman's body was discovered days later. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.